T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Pony Express.
Here's Shermer. Here comes Mecole Hardman in motion. Flip pass. 20, 15, 10, speed, 5, angle right, touchdown. Kansas City. Mecole Hardman on a 17-yard flip pass from Kyle Shermer. And the Chiefs have 2 drives, 2 touchdowns.
You see the explosiveness, to get the ball on the open field and be able to make people miss, but also play with a lot of strength and run very hard. So, I mean, it's always good to see those young guys starting to really understand the offense, understand what they have to do to succeed in the offense, and then to play faster and faster each week.
All right, thanks for finding me on this 11th day of August 2019. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio. Across the CBS Sports Radio Network, which can be heard on SiriusXM Channel 206, radio.com app. Go to radio.com/sports to stream live, cbssportsradio.com. Whatever terrestrial radio station you're listening to, driving around on the AM or FM dial on this Sunday morning, with week one of the preseason in the books. And that was a clip you heard from last night from the Kansas City Chiefs radio network of Mecole Hardman, a wide receiver picked in the second round out of Georgia, who at the time of the pick, speculation was, is this guy a Tariq Hill replacement? Months later, Hill gets cleared by the NFL, and now Patrick Mahomes has an extra toy in the Chiefs' offense. It's an embarrassment of riches for them at wide receiver, with the NFL MVP coming off a 50-touchdown season in 2018. And that's where we're going to start here. Just kind of going to canvas the NFL and take a wide shot, a big-picture look at the state of the NFL with 1 week of preseason football behind us. And there's not a lot of conclusions to be taken out of the first week of exhibition football. There wasn't an injury that I think radically changes the landscape of the sport. A couple of years ago, Julian Edelman was lost to a knee injury, week one of the preseason. Bill Belichick, the greatest football coach of all time, played Julian Edelman and Tom Brady in the first week of the preseason. Edelman was lost for the year, and I think Belichick learned his lesson. Thursday night in Detroit, Brady didn't play a single snap. And so with a little bit of football now, a tiny bit of football to just kind of analyze. Kyler Murray in Arizona, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, all the second-year quarterbacks were in action this week. The Cowboys went to San Francisco last night. You had the Rams and Raiders. LA's offense did nothing, but the starters were rested. Kansas City put one on Cincinnati. With that behind us, I want to just put my opinions out there on where I'm going and what I'm looking at with this NFL season. And it's going to start, I'm going to get the ball rolling with a conversation about, in my opinion, the best team in the NFL. Not the team to beat, because New England's been there, done that, and they're defending Super Bowl champs, and you're the champs until proven otherwise. My pick to win the Super Bowl, who I think is the best team in the NFL right now. And if you want to weigh in and share your thoughts, you can. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. The Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio. Today, I'm picking the Colts to win the Super Bowl. They're my pick going into the 2019 season. I'm not picking New England. I'm going to put you through a process of elimination exercise here. I'm not taking New England because it's really hard for teams to repeat 14 years since we had a repeat Super Bowl champion. That was New England in 04. I don't think we'll see it. Seattle came close a few years ago. One of the worst play calls in the history of the NFL. Pete Carroll didn't give the ball to Marshawn Lynch. New England had a chance, but got beat by Philly. Nick Foles, Doug Peterson, that great defensive line. Teams come close. Usually you win a Super Bowl, you're back in the playoffs the next year, and New England will win the AFC East, but I'm not going to pick them to win it all. Brady at 42, still good, no longer the best quarterback in the NFL. I'm going to go away from New England. I think they'll win their requisite 12 games. They went 11 last year. I think they'll actually win more regular season games this year, but I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl. I'm not taking Kansas City, who we just heard in that clip. I don't think Steve Spagnuolo and Tyrann Mathieu go in there and work miracles, perform a miracle, and overnight that defense goes from one of the worst in the NFL to one of the best. I don't buy that. I think Kansas City is a one side of the football dominated team. I believe that we will see Patrick Mahomes not struggle this year, but I don't believe he'll put up the same numbers as last year. Full season without Kareem Hunt in the backfield. I don't think Kansas City's really done enough to replace him. And I don't mean they need to run the ball more. I'm talking about finding somebody out of the backfield to catch the ball. So I don't really like the Chiefs' offense. I love the Chiefs' offense. I don't really like their backfield situation, and I still think their defense is in shambles. I don't think a coordinator change and bringing in a safety is enough to jumpstart that side of the ball. I'm not taking the Saints. I think the NFL South will be too much for them. That's a really deep division. Atlanta's defense is healthy. Cam Newton is healthy. And Bruce Arians is in Tampa Bay, so they'll have good coaching with the Buccaneers. If Jameis Winston is going to succeed, it's going to be with Bruce Arians as his coach. I think that will take a toll on New Orleans, enough so where I don't believe they'll have home field advantage, which I think that team in particular needs if they're going to win and get to another Super Bowl. Speaking of home field advantage, the Chargers don't have any to speak of. They play 16 road games a year because they're in that stupid soccer stadium in suburban Los Angeles. And that's not going to change. I don't think all of a sudden now the Los Angeles Chargers are going to become an it team in LA. The Dodgers are great. People are buying tickets to see LeBron and Anthony Davis. Sports fans are jumping on Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. The Rams went to the Super Bowl. So the Chargers are forgotten in their own market, even though they won 12 games last year and won a playoff game. Teams will come into that stadium with their opposing fan base, and it'll always be, at best, a neutral field for the Chargers. So with that in mind, I don't pick them. I don't like the Rams because the Todd Gurley situation is hanging over their head. What do they have left in him with the knee tendonitis that their own running back coach said makes Todd Gurley now a by-committee running back? He can't be a workhorse back. What is Jared Goff without an elite Todd Gurley? I think he's an average quarterback without him. We saw that in the Super Bowl. Not picking the Rams. I don't trust the Packers coaching staff yet. Matt LaFleur didn't do diddly squat in Tennessee to deserve the job. I believe the Bears are a total mirage. The Browns are a paper champion. All hype. All fluff. Nick Foles is gone in Philadelphia. I don't trust Carson Wentz to stay healthy. I absolutely don't trust Mike Tomlin to get the Steelers to another Super Bowl. I think Lamar Jackson in Baltimore is a fraud, a 58% passer. If they really want to run it 200 times with him, well, then they're going to really run it 200 times with Robert Griffin and Trace McSorley because Lamar Jackson won't make it through a full NFL season. Kirk Cousins couldn't win a big game if his life depended on it, even though he's making almost $30 million in Minnesota. Russell Wilson's wide receivers are Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. That's how I get to the Colts. That's who I get to Indianapolis, and it's going to be the road less traveled for them if they win the Super Bowl, which is my prediction, because the schedule is so tough for them, they're not going to go 14-2 this year. They're going to go more like 10-6, maybe 11-5, and they're going to have to be like the 05 Steelers or the 2007 Giants, and they're going to have to win road games to get to the Super Bowl and win it. The first two games for Indy are on the road at the Chargers, at Tennessee. The fifth game of the year is at Kansas City. They've got an early bye week, so three out of their first five games are against good teams away from the Lucas Oil Stadium. And then they've got road games later in the year with Pittsburgh and at New Orleans. I'm going to take the Colts because I think they're the most balanced team in the NFL. There were four teams last year who ranked top 10 in offense and defense. Four. New England, Chicago, the Chargers, and Indianapolis. That's it. Colts had a bunch of money to spend. They didn't really go buck wild in free agency. They brought in Devin Funchess to be a number two wide receiver with T.Y. Hilton. They brought in Justin Houston to help them put more pressure on the passer. I like both of those signings. They're not splashy, they're not sexy, but they're solid. Trust the coach, Frank Reich. He was in Philadelphia. He helped Nick Foles win a Super Bowl. Trust Andrew Luck. Knock on wood. Second in the league in touchdowns last year, behind only Patrick Mahomes, and he was just getting started his first season back from injury. Andrew Luck turns 30 years old last year. Coincidence, maybe. Peyton Manning went to his first Super Bowl and won his first Super Bowl at 30. I think it's a make-or-break year for Andrew Luck. I think it's now or never for him. Does he want to go down as a quarterback that has Hall of Fame credentials in terms of not only statistical output, but winning? Can he match the numbers with winning, which for quarterbacks is still the thing they get measured on most? Or is he going to be one of these quarterbacks that goes down as a numbers guy who put up big numbers like Dan Fouts and Warren Moon, Hall of Famers, but guys that never really came close to winning Super Bowls? Very important year for the Colts. I'm going to pick them to win the Super Bowl. I think top to bottom, they are the best team in the NFL. They've got a really good offensive line. They've got an elite quarterback. They have weapons in the passing game. They don't have Odell Beckham Jr. They don't have Le'Veon Bell. Big names. But they've got productive players. Their defense was one of the best in the NFL last year. They should win their division, even though it's a tough schedule. And I'm not going to take a team to win back-to-back Super Bowls. So that eliminates the Patriots right there. So barring an injury, you know, if I find out at some point in the next 3 weeks that Andrew Luck is damaged goods and they're going to have to go with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, well, then I'm going to change my mind on that pick. But for right now, who is the best team in the NFL? I'm going with the Colts in 2019. How about you? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. When you take a look at the NFL right now, who's the best team? You think it's New England? New Orleans? You buying Cleveland? Is it the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes? You think Dallas will sort out the drama? You got a sleeper for me. Who is it? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I like the show a lot today because we're going to hit on some things that I'm really invested in. And when you've got sweat equity and you've got a lot of time and energy put into something, I think it makes for a better show. And there's some stories out there today, most notably this Antonio Brown fiasco, that I've got really strong feelings on, in part because of where I am. I'm coming to you from Pittsburgh today. That's where I do my local show, 2 to 6 Eastern on 93.7 The Fan, which is an affiliate station of CBS Sports Radio, which is exactly what you're listening to right now. And I want to get your thoughts coming up next. We got week one of the preseason in the books. Now that you can read a lot into it, but now you've finally seen these teams on the field, and what is the hierarchy of the NFL in your opinion? I've got the Colts as my Super Bowl pick. In my estimation, they are the best team in the NFL. And I want your thoughts on it coming up next at 855-212-4227. My name's Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express.
Our telephone number is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Here's how Vegas sees it. With 1 week of the preseason in the books, three more to go. Odds makers have New England as the favorites to win the Super Bowl at 6-1, even though teams almost never repeat as Super Bowl champions. It's been 14 years since it last happened. Kansas City, the Rams, and the Saints are all tied for second at 10-1. Cleveland, 7-8-1 last year. Only win over a team with a winning record was an overtime win over Joe Flacco and the Ravens. First-year head coach, 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. That's tied with Indianapolis, my pick to win the Super Bowl. That goes to show you how foolish fans are where they fall for it, because they fall for the hype. On what planet are Indianapolis and Cleveland equals? Andrew Luck passed for more yards, more touchdown passes, and had a higher passer rating than Tom Brady last year. And that's like Andrew Luck back from injury, shaking the rust off Andrew Luck. Better weapons in the passing game this year. Offensive line stayed intact. Justin Houston on defense. Same odds as the Browns? A team that hasn't won a division title since the 1980s. I don't get it. I'm picking the Colts. My question for you this morning is, in your opinion, who is the best team in the NFL? Who would you pick to win the Super Bowl right now? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Here is Joey in Virginia. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Joey.
How's it going, Andrew?
Hey, man.
So I think that you're spot on. If Andrew Luck does indeed stay healthy, I think that you're probably going to be right about the Colts, but assuming his injury and pass, I'm going to go on that he's going to at some point miss games. So I think that if I was a betting man, I would probably say the two teams in the NFL that have the highest chance to me of winning Super Bowl would either be Kansas City because of how talented they are on the offensive side of the ball. And also, I think a lot of people are sleeping on Chicago. Their defense is really, really good. If Mitch Trubisky can manage the team halfway, then I really do think they could be the favorites in the NFC. I'm a Cowboys fan, but we have too many distractions going on. But I don't think Chicago is getting enough attention.
Do you think Mitch Trubisky is even a top 20 quarterback?
I would put him in my top 15, but I don't expect him to lead them to the Super Bowl on his own shoulders now.
Okay, well, with that in mind on Trubisky, let's even look inside his own division. If you had a game to win tomorrow, would you rather have Mitch Trubisky or Matthew Stafford as your quarterback?
Matt Stafford puts up better stats, but Matt Stafford hasn't really shown me that he's a proven winner either. But I would see where a lot of people would say Matt Stafford.
Well, right. That's what I would say. And thanks, Joe, for the call. Because, okay, Matt Stafford's played for one of the worst organizations in all of football, maybe professional sports. He's never had – he had Ndamukong Suh at the start of things. Never had a Khalil Mack there. So I'm not in any way exonerating or excusing Matthew Stafford for being a number one pick and never winning a playoff game. I see better tools and I see more production. I've seen a quarterback that's been able to carry teams before. You know, they lose Calvin Johnson, they still make the playoffs under Matt Stafford. So I would take Stafford. I think Kirk Cousins versus Trubisky is close. I'd probably take Trubisky because of the upside. But, you know, at best, he's, for me, the third best quarterback in the division. I called the Bears a mirage at the start of the year. They're a team, to me, that's a one-hit wonder. first-year coach last year, Matt Nagy. Things broke right for them. We don't even know who their kicker's going to be. They've got the worst kicking situation in the entire NFL. Most NFL games are decided by 3 to 4 points. And when the margin of error is that close, how do you bank on a team to get to the Super Bowl that doesn't have a kicker? You're going to need somebody. We saw it last year with them in the Eagles playoff game. You're going to need someone to make a big kick for you in December and in January. And they don't have the player to do that. So I can't pick the Bears. You know, kicker is a very underrated position. It's a very important position. And they're completely lost at it right now. So I've got no faith in Chicago. I would actually pick them right now to finish last in that division this year. I think they're going to go from first to worst. We see teams go worst to first all the time. I think they'll flip that around. In Kansas City, you know, this is tried and true. You need a top 10 defense, a top 10 scoring defense to win a Super Bowl. They won't touch that this year. A defensive coordinator change won't be enough. Jeff's in South Carolina. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yep. I think it's going to be L.A. Rams all the way. It's they've added to the offense with running backs, Darrell Henderson. We could go through the whole lot. But then, you know, Cooper Kupp being back, Malcolm Brown back. I just think it's L.A.
How about Goff's run in the playoffs last year? Give me some thoughts on that.
I still think he's intelligent. He does lack a few things, as we all know. But I just see, you know, maturity in him now. I just feel they're going to take the next step. You know, Aaron Donald, we know the whole
thing. He can be mature, but I saw him basically throw away a Super Bowl. He was terrible in that game.
Right.
They beat the Cowboys because they ran the ball down Dallas's throat about 50 times with Gurley and Anderson, who both went over 100 rushing yards.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't see it. I mean, he gets beat at home by Nick Foles late in the year. They go to Chicago against a good defense, and he was an abomination. He threw 4 interceptions in that game. Yeah. I don't think you win Super Bowls with quarterbacks like Jared Goff. And if the Rams are foolish enough to give Jared Goff a big contract extension, I think that'll be a mistake. I think that'll be a major mistake if the Rams look at Goff and say, well, we got to keep up with the Joneses here. You know, if this is what Carson Wentz gets, we got to give Jared Goff a little bit of a raise off of that and give him money that is commensurate or close to that. I think that would be dumb. And Sean McVay, I think, is progressive enough and smart enough, should be smart enough, where the Rams would be in much better shape if they let Goff walk or traded him eventually. I think you could trade him for sure. Trade him, take the salary cap savings, go into the draft, find another quarterback, and spread the wealth up and down your roster. That's what they should do. Don't let the record and where the season ended fool you. Jared Goff is a below-average NFL quarterback. What do you think? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. The question is, on this Sunday morning, who's the best team in the NFL? Through 1 week of the preseason, who would you pick today to win the Super Bowl? I went with the Colts, getting 12-1 odds. Last night, now I did not watch all these preseason games, like taking notes, super locked in on these games. One of the things that did stand out to me, though, I have a list of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL who were given the first game off, were in street clothes, did not dress. The starting quarterbacks who the team, the coaches said, it's a stupid preseason game, we don't need you to play tonight. And then I have the list of starting quarterbacks, and it's in the double digits. Starting quarterbacks who for some reason played in week one of the preseason, and a few of the names are going to surprise you, and a couple of the names are real head-scratchers, make me wonder what in the world their head coaches were thinking, playing them in a meaningless exhibition game. And we'll go through that. Get your thoughts on who you think the best team in the NFL is, too. 855-212-4227. You can follow me on Twitter at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I.
This is the Pony Express.
They slow 4.73, plays a lot faster. That ball got tipped. It is caught by Prescott. Ball was tipped by, it was going to Blake Jarwin, the tight end.
Yeah, I don't know if that highlight does it justice, that clip you heard there. That's Dak Prescott in the middle of last night's Cowboys 49ers preseason game, catching one of his own passes. Ball gets deflected at the line of scrimmage. Prescott, you know, instinctually catches the ball and then kind of like runs into a pile. It's not outside the tackles. It's not a play on the run. He takes it and like dives into the middle of the field, into a scrum. And I saw that highlight, and the first thing that popped into my mind was this. What is Dak Prescott even doing in this game? Why is he even playing? It has become NFL code, really, among coaches, to bench established NFL starting quarterbacks in game one of the preseason. I have the list of starting quarterbacks who played and didn't play in week one of the preseason. Many of the names of players who didn't play are former MVPs and Super Bowl winners. Nick Foles, Cam Newton, Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, to name a few. Then I have the list of starting quarterbacks who did play in week one of the preseason, and most of them make sense, a few of them don't. Take you through that list right now. Josh Allen, Bills quarterback. Okay, second year guy. Still has a lot to prove. Sam Darnold, ditto. Baker Mayfield, contrary to popular opinion, still has a lot to prove. He played. Ryan Fitzpatrick in Miami. Makes sense. There's a quarterback competition going on there. Marcus Mariota. Sort of the same deal. Going into a contract year. Has a lot to prove. Tennessee brought in Ryan Tannehill as an insurance policy to push him. Lamar Jackson played. Right in line with the other second-year quarterbacks. Allen, Darnold, Mayfield. Makes sense. Kyler Murray played. Rookie. Joe Flacco played. New team. Coming off a bad year. Has a lot to prove. Jameis Winston played for Tampa. Makes sense. New coaching staff. Contract year. Has a lot to prove. Andy Dalton played. Again, same thing. New coaching staff has a lot to prove. And then we get to the names of quarterbacks who played last night. And if I was either the general manager or the owner or somebody who was in the totem pole of important people in an organization, superior to the head coach, I would want to call down during the game and ask, what are you doing? And I'll start with Andy Reid. Andy Reid played Pat Mahomes last night. Why? He was the MVP of the NFL last year. He threw 50 touchdown passes. He took the Chiefs to the AFC Championship game. What does Patrick Mahomes stand to gain by playing in week one of the preseason? What is he going to get? I know it's just five or six plays or whatever it was. What is he getting out of five or six plays? How did it make him better? How does it make him more prepared for the NFL season? Why even take the slightest, the most minuscule, microscopic injury risk with Pat Mahomes? If an offensive lineman steps on his ankle when he drops back and he sprains his ankle and he's out with a high ankle sprain for more than a month, let's say, which is possible, and Chad Henne has to start the Chiefs season, that could be the difference between a bye, home field advantage in the playoffs, and having to play an extra game. So I don't get that one. Andy Reid's been doing this a long time. You'd think by now he would know, he would understand that there really isn't anything that Patrick Mahomes is going to gain or get out of the first preseason game. And if there are younger players who you think you're going to count on, who need reps with Pat Mahomes, well then give them to those players in the third week of the preseason. Once you're closer to the real start of the NFL season, have Mahomes play his one series then and be done with it. If you really think that's important. I don't, but if you do, well then there you go. Play him then. You heard it in the highlight. Dak Prescott played for the Cowboys last night. Dak Prescott is a free agent after this year who is trying to make big, big, big money. From a personal standpoint, thinking about it selfishly, Dak Prescott has way more to lose in a preseason game than he has to gain. He's not competing for a job. Cooper Rush isn't going to beat him out for the Cowboys' starting quarterback position. And if you're the Cowboys, your backup situation is so unsettled, I think I'd want to use the preseason to figure out if we had a Tony Romo situation happen and Dak Prescott, who moves a lot and takes hits as a quarterback, if he had to miss any time, do we have somebody behind this guy who can win games? Instead, Dak Prescott is playing last night against the 49ers and is catching his own passes and is diving into scrums where you have defensive linemen and D tackles jumping on him. If Dak Prescott tears his ACL in that situation, the Cowboys season is over. And what excuse would they have or what reason would they have for it? I don't get it. There's a reason why Andrew Luck, Nick Foles, Cam Newton, Mitch Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Jared Goff, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Carson Wentz all sat out their first games. It makes no sense to me that Dak Prescott and Patrick Mahomes would play. None. You can say the same thing two nights ago about Kirk Cousins. Not that Kirk Cousins is a great player by any stretch. Vikings thought he was worth a $28 million a year investment. His entire contract is guaranteed. He's been around the block. He's been in the NFL for what? 8, 9 years? Total head scratchers. Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio. With week one of the preseason, who is your pick to win the Super Bowl? I like the Colts to win it. They were one of four teams last year, top 10 in offense and defense. And I think Andrew Luck's just getting started. Here's Bill in Kentucky. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Well, I agree with you on two of those, Chicago and the Rams. I agree with you on that. But I disagree with the Colts, but I'm taking the newspaper shocker and the Las Vegas shocker. I'm going to take Jimmy Garoppolo against his former team, backup team, because they mean the 49ers, he's getting that money, and I think that he has something to prove to.
Well, of course he does. I mean, Garoppolo's got to prove that he's worth the money. And last year, an injury derailed his season. I was high on Garoppolo last year. I like the 49ers to make the playoffs this year. I've got them as a team that doesn't come out of completely nowhere. 4-12 last year because they were playing C.J. Mullins and Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard at quarterback. They bring in Tevin Coleman from Atlanta. I don't like the receivers, though. After George Kittle, who's going to catch footballs from Garoppolo? Who is it? Jerick McKinnon off a torn ACL? The wide receivers are pathetic. It's Marquise Goodwin, who's better on the track. He's better at a track meet than he is at football. And Dante Pettis, who's a second-year wide receiver who didn't exactly get a fair shake last year because of the quarterback situation, but I don't think is a legit number one. Their defense got better with the Nick Bosa pick. I think their secondary is still a total mess. What does Richard Sherman have left? I can't even tell you the safeties in other corners behind or beyond Sherman. And so it's really hard to go from 4-12 to Super Bowl champs. I mean, the Rams did it in 2000, but they found a Hall of Famer in Kurt Warner out of nowhere. And their skill position players were Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt, and Isaac Bruce. The 49ers don't have that at running back and wide receiver. We know what Tevin Coleman is. He's a guy that if he shares the workload with somebody else can be an effective runner. They'll do it with McKinnon. But the wide receivers aren't future Hall of Famers like they were in Seattle that year. Paul's in Seattle. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Andrew. The Seahawks are definitely going to be the sleeper team this year. And hope
to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're just going to go under the radar the entire season.
Who's going to catch the ball from Russell Wilson?
Metcalf.
Really?
Yep. It's an incredible, talented team.
A late second-round pick is going to be his number one wide receiver in his rookie year?
You know what? Time will tell. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, but they don't have time. If you're saying this year, if you're picking the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl this year, they don't have time for DK Metcalf growing pains. I mean, he's a freak of nature, we know that, but his numbers at Ole Miss were terrible. And there's got to be a reason why so many teams, including the Patriots, who had a chance to pick him, I think twice, passed on him. I like Seattle because of Russell Wilson, and I think Pete Carroll is one of the better coaches in the NFL. I'd take them to make the playoffs too, but Super Bowl, not so much. I don't see enough weapons in the passing game. All right, coming up next hour, something that is huge, but to me means very little. That's next. The Pony Express. CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.